Gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. A visit to Admiralty is always a little unnerving for Captain Povey. He never knows whether he's up to his neck in muck or medals. Yes, if today's interview with the Admiral goes anything like all the others, it won't be a medal. So let's see what sort of muck is flying about this time.
Good morning, my man. I'm Captain Povey, and I have an appointment to see the Admiral.
Oh, yes, sir. What have you done?
Done? I haven't done anything.
Oh, so that's it. You're redundant. Ah, look, sir. It's that door over there, sir. I don't suppose he'll keep you long.
No, it's a mistake. They can't do this to a man who's in his prime. When have I ever failed to carry out my duties to the absolute maximum of requirement? I'm not a man to be trifled with. I'll soon tell them a thing or two. They can't throw a man on the scrap heap, but he's devoted his entire career.
It's still that door over there, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Gentlemen! You can't do this, sir. It's a criminal waste of manpower. Well, they don't make officers like me anymore. I demand to see their lordship personally and state my case to them. But ask me questions. Look at my muscles. Feel my pulse. I'm in the pink. Watch. Running on the spot. Begin. Up, 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 up.
Creeping, Ivy. What's the matter with this idiot?
I was running on the spot, sir.
Well, that's a relief. I thought you'd trodden on a fag end and found you had a hole in your boot.
Yes, yes, my word, yes. That's what I thought. Yes, yes. My Lord, he was going there. Yes, yes. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Yes, up, yes, down. Pull. Yes, blow. Yes.
100.
Yes.
Shut up. No, where's this fool Povey?
Here, sir. I'm Captain Povey, sir.
What? Oh, hello, Povey. You're late. What delayed you?
I haven't been delayed, sir.
Been having a gin and lemonade. It's a bit early, isn't it? Well, nice to have seen you. Call in any time. We'll leave you to sort out the details.
Sort out the details? The details of
wife keeping well, is it?
Yes, sir. Of course, she's just got over.
And she really nasty, though.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, yes. Extremely, yes, yes.
How would you know? You never had it.
No, no, never.
Shut up, Andridge, and let a chap get a word in with him.
Certainly, yes. By all means, yes. Yes. Carry on. Please do. Naturally, yes.
Bash him, somebody.
Excuse me, sir, but what exactly did you want
to... Hello. Don't tell me. I know. Povey, isn't it? Yes. Nice to see you. Is the wife keeping well?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Last time we met, she just got over a nasty attack.
She's fully recovered now, sir.
Has she really? Well, time's a great healer, isn't it? Now, about this home fleet exercise, I notice you haven't sent Troutbridge.
Oh, no, sir. Whenever they put to sea, the Sunday papers print articles like "Frigate Causes International Situation," and hundreds of people bash their boots to bits walking from Aldermaston again.
Yes, 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 know what you mean. Yes, oh, yes. Had a chap in here earlier. Yes, couldn't stop. No, feet going all the time. Yes, up and down, up and down, up and down. My word, he was going some. Yes, 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 what were we talking about?
I wish I knew.
No, about this Whittlesea Bay Navy Week.
This what, sir?
Whittlesea Bay Navy Week. Good heavens, Povey, keep awake. What do you think we've been talking about all this time?
I'm waiting to hear.
Waiting for a beer? You've just had a gin and lemonade. It's only 10:30 now. My word, this one likes his wallop, all right.
I can't.
Oh, do stop interrupting, Povey. Now, about this Navy Week. Before Troutbridge sails, I wanted to pick up me barge and tow it round. The Whittlesea Bay idiots have arranged some ceremonial codswallop, you see.
Arranged what, sir?
Goodness knows. Anyway, the point is, I want Troutbridge in my barge at Whittlesea Bay by tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but that's not possible, sir. I mean, there isn't time. They'd never get up steam. I don't know if the crew are on
That's the spirit, Povey. I knew you could cope. I'll see them at Whittlesea Bay, then.
But I...
Regards to the wife.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit? It would be, sir, if our left hand wasn't down a bit already, sir.
Eh? What does now? How did that happen?
As far as you and navigation is concerned, Mr. Phillips, I suspect that the command left hand down a bit is a sort of reflex action.
It's a what for the loo?
He does it without thinking.
Does he? Yes, I do it all. Oh, my God. No, I mean, I never let my left hand down a bit, know what my right hand up a bit is doing. I mean, when my left hand down, I never know when it's up in the... On second thought.
Yes, sir?
Steady at that, whatever it is.
Steady at whatever it is. It is, sir.
Good man.
Not at all, sir. Well, I'm just a comrade in arms, sharing what promises to be... A Ritz Norton experience.
Exactly. This is the life.
Yes, sir. Comrade, comrade, ever since we were born.
Yes. All right, most touching. Now, does anybody know where we are?
Well, surprisingly enough, sir, approaching Whittlesea Bay, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm as astonished as you are, sir, but yes, we are.
I say. Oh, I am proud.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, they can't complain this time, and Leslie has excelled himself. Mind you, far be it from me to take all the credit. I mean, I could never have done it without the able assistance of my, comrades.
Comrades, ever since we were born.
No, Mr. Phillips, you couldn't have done this lot alone.
There you are, you see, Chief, even Mr. Murray is impressed.
Oh, I am. Very.
Mr. Phillips,
sir,
where is the Admiral's barge? Well, it's right behind, and we picked it up from the, and we've towed it back from the... Stop engine.
Stop engine to tis, sir.
Now, how did I come to forget that?
I wouldn't know, but forget it, you have.
Oh, stone me, we'll never find our way from Portsmouth to Whittlesea Bay twice in the same year.
Well, it's old Thundergut's fault. He didn't tell us where the barge is garaged.
Oh, I'm afraid he did. She's in Dock 5 and probably wondering where we are.
That's not the point. I mean, you chaps should have noticed we've forgotten the Admiral's barge, and frankly, I'd have said, if you chaps were,
Comrades, ever since we were boys, comrades...
Then you'd have told a chap.
Stop fussing, Mr. Phillips. Let's get back to Pompey and collect the flaming thing before it's too late.
Right, sir. Now then, Dock 5, you said, wasn't it?
I did.
Good. Yes. Now, well, in that case, taking into consideration the trade winds and the cross currents and a starting price of only 10 green bottles hanging on the wall, I'd say, in the first place, it's a clear case for...
Sir?
Full ahead both and left hand down a bit.
Full ahead both and left hand down a bit as ever was and ever is, sir.
Thanks, comrade.
Ready to start the tow out the docks now, sir. Take the strain now, sir. Well, let's hope it's the right barge we're even an hour in this time.
Dave will be. Just you wait and,
Whoa! Just a minute. Hold it. Half off the tow. Let go of somebody. Yeah, pick it up. Pick it up there.
Stop engine.
Stop engine, sir. And well done. It was a patrol boat in dry dock.
Pardon?
So far, sir, you've towed everything out of dock 4, 6, 7, and 8, sir. Now, how about having How about having a tiny go at the Admiral's barge in Dock 5, eh? Just to show there's no ill feeling.
Well, it's not my fault. I mean, they should number the beastly things more clearly.
If we managed to get back in daylight instead of doing a grand tour of the Channel Islands and an incredibly close view of the Beachy Head Lighthouse on the way, might have been easier.
What a nice chap that lighthouse keeper was. I mean, fancy offering to make us a cup of tea like that.
You know, sir, if we'd have been much closer, he could have passed it out to us.
Mr. Phillips, if you're not too busy, do you think we could collect the barge now?
Well, oh, sorry, sorry. No trouble at all. So, well, where is Dock 5?
Astern of us, sir. Directly astern.
And it's flaming well has been all the time.
Well, you might have told the chap. First on boat.
First on boat, sir.
Now, right hand down, a tiny minikin.
Who? Modicum.
Modicum? He said a minikin.
A modicum is a minikin.
And a minikin is a modicum.
Is it? Well, don't giggle, is it?
Bridge number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein chatting. I only wanted to see if you're looking for the dock that has the Admiral's barge in it.
Well?
It was that one. Anyone for firewood?
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
For pity's sake, let's get it in tow and round to Whittlesea Bay before it sinks.
All right, sir. The lads are bunging the towing oars on and out, sir.
Good. I know it's a foolish question, but is there by any chance an odd bit of paint left in the stores we could slap on the barge on the way round?
Oh, I think we could find a minikin and a tinikin.
Or a modicum on a drumicum, sir. Splendid. Of course, it'll be 90% terps, but it might cover up some of the damage.
Towing oars are fixed and ready, sir.
Oh, well done. Off we go, then. Whittlesea Bay, here we come. Again.
Go ahead, boat.
Go ahead, boat, sir.
Bridge number one.
Starboard lookout here, sir. I was just having a bit of a think. I mean, I know we've got the Admiral's barge safely in tow at last, but before moving off, shouldn't we have, untied her from the dock.
Yes. Now you come to mention it, we should.
Ah, thought so. Clumsy, really, wasn't it?
Sorry, pardon, chap. Jettison lump of dock and full ahead both.
Jump it and run for it, it is, sir.
I mean, you're making a proper Charlie out of my hubby, his worship, for no mistake.
Oh, she's right, you know. She is. She's dead right. I mean, Whittlesea Bay Regatta, patron his worship, me, is going to be a proper washout with no grand opening by his worship, the mayor, me, aboard the Admiral's barge. I mean, we were relying on it turning up light, weren't we, Ethel?
Aye, Arthur, we were that. That's what we were.
I can't apologize enough. I can't think what's keeping them. Trust me, it should have been here with the barge hours ago.
Oh, very like they were, but they're not, are they? I mean, we've been stuck here on this beach waiting to give them the civic welcome for 5 hours. No, it's not good enough, is it? I mean, I'm nearly bent double with this blasted chain of office round my neck all that time.
He is that.
Oh,
that.
I'm
he
that.
Is. He
oh,
is
I'm that.
That. that's what he is.
Ah, and that's not all, is it? That is not all it is. I mean, it's salt air, you know, it's salt air. Another hour or so, my mace will go rusty.
Well, I can only say how
no,
much...
No, it's no joke. It's no joke, you know, being done up in all this civic codswallop on a beach. Down here with this stupid hat and the rest of the guff. I mean, folk reckon I'm advertising salt powder or something. They want me to give them a fiver.
They do that.
Oh, they do.
They do, you know, they do that. That's what they do.
Homie, you old fool, where are you?
Oh, good grief, the Admiral, as if I hadn't got enough to cope with already. I'm on the beach behind the ruined bandstand, sir.
Find you on the beach doing handstands? Your time of life, you're potty.
I didn't say that, sir. I'm down here beyond the pier.
Well, been on the pier? Oh.
Well, that accounts for it.
But, Admiral, I...
Tell me, where's Stockbridge? That old fool, the mayor, and some dreadful old biddy, he said is his wife, was supposed to have been aboard me barge with me hours ago. Yeah,
quite, sir, but before you say any more, may I introduce you to the mayor and mayoress of Whittlesea Bay?
What for? I met the idiot.
I mean, they're here, sir.
Oh, we are that.
That we are.
We are that.
Heavens to Betsy, look at her hat. Got more braid, bangles, baubles, and beads on it than his has. Come to think of it, it's got more than mine has. What's she advertising, then? Soap powder?
No, sir, he is. I mean, they... where is Troutbridge?
Never mind that now, Povey. Where's Troutbridge? How am I and these two idiots supposed to start the first yacht race without me barge?
I can't apologize enough. I'm sure they'll turn up shortly. They must do unless they're coming here via New York. Well, of course, with them, that is possible.
Now then, assuming Jupiter is on the wane, and there's a rod, pole, or perch on any two sides of a right angle, excluding market day, when no ferry service is available unless on a lead, I'd say we ought to have a bash in that direction this time.
And why not? We've tried all the others. Port. So far, we've been half white of Westcliff, Wittering, Westgate, Weymouth, Whitstable, Whitby, and Watchet. Keep going long enough, and we're bound to find Whittlesea Bay again.
I just don't understand it. These charts must be wrong. Of course, it'll be all right once it gets dark again.
Well, how do you make that out, sir?
Well, I shall aim off for the moon and take the third on the left down the Milky Way.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. In case you're interested, I don't think this is the way either.
What do you mean?
Well, you may not have noticed it, but dead ahead is the rest of the home fleet, sir. I wouldn't have mentioned it, but if memory serves me correctly, their exercise is due to begin shortly, and we're going to be smack bang in the middle of it. Of course, I could be wrong, mind. But I don't think I am, do you?
No, I don't. Mr. Phillips, off the course. We're sailing right through the home fleet.
We can't, sir. It's too late. We'll have to sail on through them now.
Don't you worry. I'll get us through the gaps all right. Gangway, you chaps, we are coming through.
We hope.
Right. Steady, right hand up.
Right hand up.
No, left hand.
No, left hand.
Hey, where did that one come from? Right, over a bit.
Over a bit, sir.
Poor miss. Ease your own way over a bit. No, mine.
Your own way over a bit.
You got it again.
Mine over a bit.
No, back.
Yours.
Back a bit.
Yours.
Which one was that?
None of them, sir. It was the Admiral's barge swinging about behind him.
Lummy, I'd forgotten about that.
many more wallops like that, and the Admiral can forget about it as well.
Look out! Destroyer ahead!
Well.
There. One bent destroyer is down, sir.
How's the Admiral's barge?
Wilting, but still afloat.
Another destroyer to starboard, quick!
Long, it's makepeace.
We should, left her.
Left her.
No, right.
No, right.
Up. Back.
Back.
To you.
From me.
Give over a bit, can't you?
Steady.
Steady.
A bit more.
Too much.
No, not enough.
Breathe in. Ahoy there, makepeace. No need to panic. It's only us.
As usual.
Never mind the chat. Get us out of this lot, Mr. Phillips.
Get us out!
Commander Bracewell, intelligence here.
Portsmouth Command here, sir. We've got one or two little items we thought you should know about.
Oh, you've got hundreds, probably. We never seem to catch up on the paperwork. My word, the mess up here. You wouldn't believe. Well, what's the ghastly clangor this time around?
We don't know for sure, but we think the docks have been raided by some foreign ship.
Really? Well, shouldn't be surprised. Did they leave a message? Go home the British or something like that on a wall?
Well, whoever it was didn't even leave many of the walls.
Crikey. This one's a corker, all right. What happened exactly?
Well, as far as we can make out, this ship must have sailed in, towed every ship out of four or five docks, and left them adrift in the entrance basin so they bashed each other about. Then as a final insult, they pinched the Admiral's barge.
Good gracious, this sounds like Troutbridge having one of her customary outings.
Yes, that's what we thought, sir. But she sailed hours before for Whittlesea Bay.
Right. Now, you leave this to me, old man. Whoever did this can't have got far, and luckily the whole fleet are out of this exercise thing. We'll call that off and get them to search for the raider. Nice to have heard from you. Toodle-y bye.
Captain Povey, madam.
Suit yourself, but the point is this here. If that boat of yours don't turn up soon, it'll be too dark for regatta, and Arthur and me will have spent a day done up like dogs dinners for nothing. I mean, look at them now. That chain of officers got them bent almost double.
I can't apologize enough, but something must have gone wrong with her engines.
Well, it's not good enough, it's not, is it? I mean, it's not. No, it's not. That it isn't, is it?
Call me, old fool. Have you seen any sign of creeping ivy? What's happened to his worship? Have you been trying to teach him to stand on his hands?
No, sir.
Then what's he bent in half like that for? Oh, I know. Leapfrog. Out of my way. My turn. Alley-oop.
No, if that's your idea of fun, all I can say is, well,
and the same to you. Hello, isn't that Troutbridge coming in?
Yes, sir. At long last, they've finally got here.
Don't argue, Povey. It is them. Yeah, I say, what's that load of old firewood they're towing?
Load of old firewood? Oh, I'm rather afraid, sir. It's your barge.
My barge? Well, if it is, you can say what you like. But it's high time Admiralty forked out a bob or two for a refit.
I'm only surprised she's still afloat at all, but there's hardly an inch of paint on her.
Exactly. Looks bad, you know.
Arthur, pack up, love. They're here. Unbend.
I can't. I've got the cramp.
We've got to go up here to get aboard so she can make your speech, love.
Oh, blow me speech. You can't move.
Oh, pick him up and carry him, somebody. We're late. Follow me onto the pier. Gangway, Admiral coming through.
We have to say sorry, pardon, sir. I mean, we got here as soon as we could.
Yeah, exactly, sir. We with a sort of diverted a bit by an home fleet exercise.
Diverted by the home fleet exercise? But you shouldn't have been anywhere near them.
Well, it's hardly our fault, sir, if their navigation was a bit dodgy, is it?
What? Are you seriously suggesting that the entire fleet were in the wrong waters and you were the only ship on her correct course?
Figures can't lie, sir.
Neither can the state the admiral's barge is in. As soon as we get back to Portsmouth, I'm going to start a full inquiry.
Oh, well, I expect one has already been started and... My foot.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Phillips. I really am sorry, sir. It was most careless of me, sir.
Lummy.
Certainly was.
Oh, my poor little tootsie. Leslie's little piggies won't be going to market for days.
I think Mr. Phillips was about to say, prior to Mr. Pertwee's unfortunate accident, that we ought to get ready for the start of the regatta, sir.
Do you? Well, I don't.
And now then.
Oh, there you are, Povey. Still waffling on as usual, I see. Well, shut up and give us a hand. I want to go aboard me barge and get this confounded regatta thing started.
Oh, now, just a minute, Mr. Admiral. As Mayor of Whittlesea Bay, I'm supposed to declare the regatta started.
He is that he is.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, he is that he is.
Well, suit yourself. You can do the chat, but bags I fire the starting pistol. I haven't had a go with one of those things for years.
Might I suggest, sir, that as time does seem to be getting on a bit, instead of going out to the yachts in your barge, you start the race with a loud hailer from the bridge?
A good idea, sir. I mean, apart from anything else, the barge will probably sink as soon as anyone... Look!
Oh, my other foot. Oh, I'm sorry again, sir. Oh, I really am sorry, sir. It really is most careless of me, sir.
Oh, Brooke. You flattened both my tootsies now. Well, the only shoes I'd be able to wear are frogman slippers.
Oh, do let's get on, or his worship will shut in half like a penknife in a minute. Start the chat, for pity's sake.
Murray, sir.
What is it?
I'm not sure, sir, but it looks horribly like the home fleet on the horizon, sir, and they're heading this way.
Just part of the exercise, I expect. Odd, though.
What is? Never you mind, sir. You just concentrate on limping and going...
Here's the loud hailer, your worship. Up for daisy, sir. Up here.
No, it's no good. I've got cramp again. I'm stuck. You'll have to do it, Ethel.
Oh, very well, love. Do a chat in here.
Oh, get a move on, woman. I want to fire me little pistol.
All ready, then. Ladies and gentlemen of Whittlesea Bay, I thought you'd like to know that it gives his worship and I great pleasure.
Oh, it does that. Oh, it does.
And I name this ship...
No, Ethel. That were last week.
Oh, so it were. It were that it
oh,
were...
Oh, creeping ivy, I've had enough. On your mark, get set, go! Heavens to Betsy, what do they load this thing with?
I don't think it was the starting pistol, sir. I think it was a rather loud present from the home fleet.
They must have thought you were firing at them, sir. But what are they doing here? That they shouldn't be in this area.
I told you they couldn't navigate.
Bullseye. Smack bang through the Admiral's bar.
What? Liberty takers, that was mine.
Yeah, and smack bang through your evidence, Captain Povey.
Signal them to cease fire. But what's going on? Can't the fools see what they're doing?
Apparently not, sir.
This is awful. It must be something. I must do something. It's terrible, terrible. What am I going to do?
Well, it's easy, sir. Court marital the lot of them, sir. Run them in, I say. Those bangs. The two goes to Jaunty, sir. Charge one, endangering the populace, naval personnel and Pertwee. Charge two, sinking the Admiral's barge and banging brigands round Pertwee. Charge three, practically polished off the pier and Pertwee. Charge four.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray...